morning. Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel. My name is Ruthie C., and I am joined by Mr. Travis Thompson of Climatech of Professional Air. And I'm happy to see you again, Travis. It's been a while since we had a show together. How are you?
It has been. Yeah, been good. Been busy. Household chores and work's been a little crazy with everything still, you know, behind the storm. But everything's been good.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. Yeah. So what are you seeing, you know, in the wake of a hurricane and people's power being out? I'm sure that must mean business is busy for your team.
It is. A lot of things you don't want to see, you know, homes flooded and things of that nature. Humidity problems, obviously, are a big thing. Thank goodness we had a little bit of break in the humidity after the storm went through. That helped a lot, you know, letting things air out and things like that when you have the opportunity to do that here, which isn't all that often. But a lot of flood damage, you know, outdoor units taking on water. Some cases it got in people's homes, so, you know, they're trying to dry them out as best they can, as fast as they can. A lot of mold concern, you know, a lot of that talk, which we always battle that all the time. But when we add moisture and we deal with periods of time where our air conditioning is not running, it starts rearing its head even worse. So seeing a lot of that type stuff come through.
And that's something that I had heard just yesterday about after Ivan, someone was telling me a story how because of the flooding, it was a school and they had to basically throw away everything that was like 2 feet or below, even if it wasn't damaged. And I'm thinking, well, is this insurance doesn't want to replace it? And they said, it's mold.
Yeah.
There's not even a chance that we want to try.
Yeah. Once that stuff starts getting into materials and fabrics and things like that, that it can really grow roots in. It's very, very hard to get it all out, and at some point it's just more cost effective to replace it. And then, like I said, with no power, there's no way to dry it out quickly, because there are ways, you know, if you get something wet and you dry it out quickly and it gets back to a dry state, you don't have a problem. But if things stay that way with no power, it's sometimes that's the case, and that's all the only choice you have.
So do you have any recommendations if people are or any tips of what they should be looking for? Like if you see some mold happening?
Yeah, obviously mold, you can see a lot of it and you smell a lot of it. Mm-hmm. So that's the two easy ways to identify it. But really, rule of thumb is just to get everything you can as dry as you can as soon as possible. You know, we did run into a few people who weren't sure what to do, and they wanted their insurance to look at things and whatnot. But getting things out, like any wet furniture, wet carpet, things of that nature, getting it out to let that space get back to dry in the long run is going to be a lot more effective for keeping mold from growing. Like I said, the thing is getting it dry as quickly as possible. So if you've got big material, heavy material, carpet, things like that, that you're not going to be able to dry out very quick, the best thing to do is to get that out of there and let the rest of the house dry out.
Gotcha. So don't let it just sit.
Right.
And especially if you're waiting for your insurance, because as we know, that can take quite some time for them to get back to you. So take pictures of it and then maybe clean it up, try to dry it out.
That's right. That's right. We actually did, we added some stuff to our website and our social media. We do have some financing that we can offer that's short-term financing with very low interest for people that may be in that concern where they need to get it fixed now to get the house dried out. But they don't know when their insurance is going to come through. Well, this gives them an opportunity to go ahead and get the repairs done, get things back to a dry state, get the air conditioning running in the house again so that they can get all that done, get the house dry, and then deal with the insurance later. And it gives them a little cushion and helps them do that.
Wow, that's so great. And so will you let people know one time the website so they can check that out?
Climatech of professionalair.com. And we've added that financing as well as some other things we've added to it recently. We went in and added a little video under the air purification tab, and you can go in there and actually look at some of the things we've talked about in picking a filter for your home. That's a question that's a very hard to just answer question because it depends on so many different factors. But that little video does show a lot of different things and technologies behind filters, how they work, and why different filters are better in different applications. So it may give people a good idea of what they want to do.
That's great. So if you ever wondered, if you're like me and you wondered, what are the right filters, there's a video available. So you mm-hmm. can check that out and learn a little bit more. And then if you need some help and you are waiting for that insurance money to come through, also financing options available.
Correct. That's right. Yep. And the filters, you know, it, one thing it goes in depth on is a deeper filter. You know, most people, I would say over 90% of the people that we service use a 1-inch thick filter. There are filters available that you could either get deeper filter racks to have 2-inch or 5-inch deep filters, but there's also filters out there that are available that will fit in a 1-inch filter rack, but they add 5 inches of material behind that filter rack. And the more material you have back there, the better filtering you can do without restricting your airflow, because the more material you have, the more holes you have for air to get through that filter. So it gives the homeowner that may not have a lot of space to add a lot of big filters like we'd love to do, another option to look at a better filter that will still work in their house and not cause major airflow problems.
Is that something anyone could buy, like at Lowe's or Home Depot?
Yep, you can actually find them Amazon. I don't know that Lowe's and Home Depot are carrying the thicker filters, but I do. You know, I show customers all the time that they can get them on Amazon and other places online. There's plenty of places you can order them.
Perfect. All right, so that's the place to look. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. My name is Ruthie C. I'm speaking with Travis Thompson of Climatech of Professional Air, and we are talking about mold after a hurricane. Never a fun thing to deal with, but
that's right.
But if you are dealing with it, there are some great resources available through the Climatech of Professional Air team, educational pieces on their website, all your filter questions. We can get to those too. And if you have a question or would like Travis's advice, please feel free to give us a call or send us a text to 850-437-1620, and we'll get your questions answered. One of the other things that we were speaking about both before the break, Travis, was about fan operations and some things that people can do with their thermostats.
Yeah, that's actually leads right to moisture. And what happens, we see a lot of customers, and even after a storm, they want to run their fan continuous. It seems like a good idea because running the fan, a lot of people just think that moving air gets rid of humidity. But in fact, when you're running an air conditioner, now this doesn't apply to heating, but if you're running air conditioning, you want that fan in the auto position. Reason is, when you're running a fan and the air conditioning's running, your coil that's getting the air cooler or removing the heat from the air is also removing moisture. And by doing that, it's collecting moisture droplets all over the evaporator coil as it's running. Those droplets are slowly working their way down the coil into your drain pan and running out of your house. Well, if we run the fan in the on position, what happens is as soon as that outside compressor shuts off, the evaporator stops the cooling process, and all of that water that we've collected on that coil, which is a pretty good sized coil in there, it starts to re-evaporate and literally gets blown right back down the duct system and right back into our house.
Oh no.
So we see a lot of like mold coming out of vents caused by this, but we also just see higher moisture levels in the house because that what we've just worked for to collect, we've now redistributed back into the house. So leaving a fan in the auto position in our climate when we're running air conditioning is important that you do that to maintain a better humidity level. Not just that. I mean, it does filter air and people like to think that, and it does, but we are putting that moisture back into our house, and that's not what we want to do. We want to let it drain.
Yeah, so that is a great point, because I would have been in that first camp of people thinking moving air is better than still air.
That's right, that's right.
Let's just keep it drying out. So tip from the professionals here, that's just going to get dumped right back in. So,
yep.
So auto position is the name
when
of the
game. Cooling. Yep, when we're cooling, you want to be in auto position. When we're heating, if you want to run it, we're not collecting moisture on a coil, so it doesn't matter at that point. Most people don't want to fear air blowing on them if it's not warm in the winter anyway, so most people run it in the auto position in the winter. But in the summertime when we're running air conditioning, or anytime we're running air conditioning, not just summer around here, you want to keep that fan in the auto position.
And so we have a text message coming in, Travis. This is just a nice testimonial from a happy customer. And so This says, Travis sold and installed an American Standard variable speed air conditioning system in my home 3 years ago. It was a very large unit, 5-ton. It is so efficient and awesome that I was able to run it with a 6,500-watt portable generator from Home Depot. So let me just say again, I ran my whole house air conditioning on a 6,500 watt gas powered portable generator from Home Depot. I think it's a very good investment to have an air conditioning system that you can run on a small generator in this area.
Yeah.
I hadn't thought about that. Like when you're putting in new AC and what that means when the power goes out.
Well, part of the energy efficient part of the variable speed, systems have so many benefits to them, it's hard to even cover it. You know, the one thing they do better than anything else is lower the humidity in your home. And that's what we tend to talk to customers a lot about, because they run almost continually. They're always pulling humidity out of the house, and they're doing it so efficiently, they're costing you less on power. They're doing a better job so that when the humidity's lower, you're actually more comfortable at a higher temperature. Most of our customers that get a variable speed wind up increasing their temperature in their house 3 to 4 degrees, and they're just as comfortable as they always were. Some of them even think the thermostat's wrong. We have to show them that the humidity level changed. But some of the other side benefits are, you know, noise level is almost nothing. They run, you know, so quiet. And then what he's talking about there is they don't have a startup, where most motors when they start, electrically start, they take a large inrush of power to get them going and get them started. Well, these variable speed compressors don't work that way. They literally just ease on slowly and ramp up. So your generators before that didn't have enough to really get them going, they could probably run some of them, but they can't get them going. Well, the variable speed systems, you don't have to deal with that. So yeah, you're able to run a lot bigger system on a lot smaller generator. And that is kind of a side benefit. We hope we don't have to take advantage of very much, but it is a benefit. But that's a testament to how it saves energy. It doesn't take that big rush and surge of power to get it started. And that's how it saves money. When you talk to customers and you tell them it runs a lot, they all kind of, well, wait a minute, I thought you said it saved money. Well, it does, because this thing's not shutting on and off, on and off, on and off. And that cutting on is what eats up a power bill. So if we only cut it on once in a day and we're idling at half speed for 70% of the day, I mean, we can really save a lot of money, like a car on cruise control going down an interstate versus one going red light to red light to red light.
Gotcha. Yeah, I was just thinking that's sort of like your highway versus your city gas mileage there. You don't have it up over and over again.
That's right.
How would someone know if they have a variable speed?
Variable speeds haven't been around all that long. So you'd have a fairly new system, I would say 6 years or less. But they use different controllers. They're actually called controllers, not thermostats. But if you've purchased one, you probably know it, because they're quite different. Most customers that get them actually call back or give me some kind of response back, like this customer calling in, that they really like the system. And, you know, growing up as a kid doing air conditioning, I never dreamed I'd put something in someone's house to actually change it enough that they would call and tell me how much they love it. You know, we just put air conditioners in, made them run again. Hey, you're great. But this thing really changes the environment of the home in lots of ways. So it surprised me how much people call back and let me know how much it changed their house and how much they really like the investment.
That's really cool. And I think so cool, like you said, and you've been doing this since you were helping your dad as a kid. So you've really seen the technology progress over time. Now to the point where, you know, even after a hurricane, that it sounds like would mean the difference. You said a generator might not even get a regular one up and running.
That's right. Depending on the size of the generator and size of the unit, that first takeoff to get that compressor going, it may not do it. Whereas, you know, now with these things coming on real smooth like they do, we can get a lot more out of a generator.
And so we have another question coming in. This one is about duct leakage. And if you have some recommendations when it comes to duct leakage, especially following the storm.
Yeah, first thing I would say is have it inspected. And have it inspected by someone who's going to get in the attic, go through it, look at it to see where your leaks may or may not be. You know, I've heard that, you know, there's companies that'll just come in and want to use a spray or this or that. Well, in my opinion, it's a lot better to get up there and look at what's going on, because if a duct system's put in properly, it can last for a long, long, long time. But you do have different things. Rodents may be getting into it. A lot of times there may be other services done in the attic where people trample on it or pull wires across it or whatever. So it may be a fairly small fix that you don't want to spend a whole lot of money on to fix it. And you may be able to fix it cheaply. But my biggest recommendation would have somebody get up and actually look at it to see. Because if it gets so far along, you're really better off to replace it. But if it's a small fix, it's not all that expensive to have it repaired.
Mm-hmm. Is that something that your team does?
We do. Absolutely. We were just having a conversation this morning about one that we had done the other day. Same thing. Customer had just one small spot, and we were able to fix it, and everything's back to good. So, yeah, we do.
Very good. So if you think you might have some duct leakage, reach out, climatechofprofessionalair.com. Is that something that would be really obvious if you had that kind of leakage?
Not really. And it depends on to what extent. Good example, we had a customer just past week that had a pretty substantial size hole. It was an under the house duct system. Well, what happened, they were losing so much air out of their duct system on the supply side that if you could take it for round numbers, let's say your return air grill is pulling in 1,000 CFMs, but your supply air is losing all that air, so it's only supplying back 500 CFMs. Well, my house is actually sucking in 500 CFMs of negative air from places I don't want it. In this particular case, it was very easy to identify because they started seeing little mold areas where they had cracks and crevices where the air was being sucked into the house. So that was evident, and that one was pretty easy. But if you've got a few small leaks, it may not create enough of a negative pressure that you really notice it and see anything. So you would, you'd probably have to have it inspected to know for sure.
Mm. And is an inspection something that people could maybe do proactively? Do you usually see, like, most people wait till they have a problem before they
usually with that type stuff? And I'll be honest, a lot of people don't ever have it inspected. I've been on so many sales calls where people are looking for new systems, and when I get in their attic, they're like, "What are you doing?" Well, I'm looking at your duct system to see how it looks. Why? It just blows their mind. But
the AC is outside.
Yeah, exactly. But that is a huge part of an air conditioning system. You know, I can put in the best system in the world in your house, but if your duct system's no good, I mean, that's kind of similar to your veins and arteries in your body. That's what carries everything. So we got to have that along with everything else to make everything work like it really needs to.
Gotcha. I'm thinking now, I'm lucky that I live in a new home, but our AC is very loud. So I'm thinking we don't have that variable speed happening.
Probably not.
Probably not. it's and, you know, of course, it's loud. It's more like you're sitting on the back porch and it kicks on. But if you are considering checking out your ductwork, or you're thinking it's been a while, maybe I've never had one of those inspections, I imagine probably yesterday is the best time to call, but today might be a close second.
Yeah, it's definitely something that's a fairly easy thing to do, and a lot of times it's an eye-opener to problems that people never knew they had. We had one, it's been quite a while ago, that the customer actually called us out on a sales call. They wanted a new system, and just like before, I had gone into the attic, and when I got in the attic, the entire top of the duct system that sits right over the air handler had completely blown apart. There was nothing wrong with their AC. It was working fine, but they were completely cooling their attic. They weren't cooling the house.
Oh, no.
So literally took a little bit of duct tape, which wasn't the proper repair, but I taped it back that evening, and before I left the house, the air conditioner shut off. And it just had never been looked at. So, yeah, you never know what you'll find up there, so it's definitely worth looking from time to time.
Well, I heard two things in that story. One is that their attic was probably the nicest part of their house to hang out for a little while.
It wasn't bad.
And the second is that you actually used duct tape to tape the duct, which I didn't think anyone ever actually did.
When we put it together, we don't use duct tape. I just happened to have a roll of duct tape on my truck, and that's all I had. So we taped it back down for that night, and then we had a guy go back out a couple days later and make the proper repair on it.
Sure, yeah. So that's not the total fix if you're thinking at home that, I'll just tape it up. Like, that is a Band-Aid until the doctor can come back.
That's right. And then absolutely.
Well, very good. And if you are just tuning in, you're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Ruthie C., speaking with Travis Thompson of Climatech of Professional Air. We have a few more moments on the program, so if you have a question or raving review testimonial, as our other listener did, please feel free to get in touch with us. Give us a call or a text, 850-437-1620. We've been talking about you know, mold following a storm, how your fan needs to be in the auto position because moving air does not always mean that it's drying out and doing the right thing. Also, that new video on their website, climatetechofprofessionalair.com, you can check that out to get your questions answered about, you know, just kind of comment, what kind of filter do I use and what size is right for me? And what else is going on with your team, Travis?
Well, not much. I've actually got to make a correction. I just heard you say that and caught it. It's actually climatetechproair.com. Oops. It's not the full thing out. So it's just climatetechproair.com. No, I said it earlier. So you said what I said. I did it myself. No, everything else has been going on pretty good. It's been busy, but there's been a lot of that type stuff. Had a lot of, you know, people, and the way they word it, I kind of know what I'm getting into when I hear it. They say they have mold blowing out of their vents.
Oh.
And 90% of the time or more when I get out there, what's actually happening is the mold is right there at the grill or maybe even a little bit on the ceiling. We've talked about this in past episodes in bathrooms and things of that nature. But, you know, if you actually get a little flashlight and you can look up in that grill, most of the time you're going to notice that up inside the vent is actually really clean. The mold is not being blown out of the AC vent. But what's happening there is you've got a very cold, wet air that's coming out of that vent. So what's typically happening is somewhere close by that vent, we've got heat leaking into it. Whether it's the vent itself and how it's cut into the ceiling, an exhaust fan, maybe a recessed light, anything like that that might be letting some heat into the room, that heat and moisture meets that cold surface, and then we just get enough condensation there. Not enough that it's dripping, but it's above a 60% relative humidity, so it gives it a spot for mold to start growing. And over a long period of time, you start to get a little bit of mold there. So, you know, again, something you can have looked at before you panic about mold. Have it looked at, make sure it's what you think it is. We went out the other day on a job that someone had tried to sell a very expensive duct system to a family, and there was no mold in the duct system. We literally, one of our service techs took the husband up in the attic, showed him inside the duct system. There was no mold, and they were very surprised. The mold was right there where they could see it, and that's the only mold they had. There was no need for a new duct system. So,
and that can be scary, where you're thinking, yeah, my whole duct system is
well,
full of this.
Yeah, and people treat mold like a four-letter word, and that's a joke we use, but it's true. You know, but I would tell people, don't panic. You know, have it looked at by somebody that's going to be honest with you, because people will use that to you know, they'll use it to their advantage, and that's not right. If it is a problem, absolutely it needs to be taken care of, and there's a lot of different ways you can do it. And we'll be honest with you if it is a problem, but we'll also be honest with you if it's not, and if it's a small thing that can be done on a lot lower scale.
And just in the last couple minutes here, this question comes in. It says, I have no attic. It's all under the house. I feel cold air coming through a vent on the side of the house.
You very well could have a leak. Now, it will be the house. Underneath the house is going to be cooler than the air outside most of the time anyway, so don't say that it has to be. But if you feel cool air coming out enough that you're concerned about it, it would probably be a good idea to have somebody get under there and take a good look.
And you can do that by going to climatetechproair.com.
There you go.
Thank you so much, Travis, for joining me this morning.
Thank you.